Why I write. My desire to write was fostered by a love of stories. Stories rather than language, which perhaps explains why I'm a screenwriter, not a poet or a lyricist. Even now, I write with an eye to pushing the story forwards, filling my scripts with events and drama, as well as the tricky business of creating believable and exciting characters. My early writing was secretive. Coming from a family that almost exclusively read newspapers or magazines, I was too shy to admit what I was doing and described it as typing. I spent hours at the kitchen table bashing out stories and ideas on a portable Remington typewriter. The first time a teacher said I had talent, my family were proud, but only in the same way they were proud of my sister for being a good cook. The idea that this was something anyone could make a living from never entered their heads, nor my own. I grew up in a northern working class household that revered the soaps of the time. Coronation Street, Emmerdale Farm as it then was, and Crossroads, a show I later wrote for when it was briefly revived in 2002. I grew up watching drama that was then very character-led, eschewing the ratings-grabbing storylines that are now so prevalent. I quickly absorbed the structure of such shows, which stood me in good stead when I got my first TV job as a storyline writer on Emmerdale. Oh, how proud my family were then. I still remember my eureka moment. I was 13 and my stepfather had videotaped a series called Widows. I watched it breathlessly, for here was a series that not only had four strong female protagonists, but was actually written by a woman too. So, Linda LaPlante is responsible for sending me down the path of scriptwriting rather than crime writing, the genre I avidly read and assumed I would gravitate towards. From that moment, I became more and more interested in the process of making television. I pored over technical books, took a video course, and later a degree in film and television production. The aim was always to use these skills to improve my writing, but that never happened. I completed my degree no better a writer than when I began it, as the tutors were more interested in camera angles and lenses than characterisation and structure. I went back to the library and taught myself screenwriting from scratch. A series of coincidences involving a nurturing professor from my degree led to me teaching a day course on screenwriting before I had written more than a handful of unproduced short films myself. That encouraged me to write my first, also unproduced, feature film screenplays, and eventually I won a competition and got an agent. Then Emmerdale came along and the long journey to becoming a real screenwriter began. In 1996, I was going abroad with a friend and needed to apply for a passport. She encouraged me to put screenwriter down as my occupation. It felt strange and fraudulent as I had zero credits at that time, but I did so and I've never regretted it. In periods of unemployment or low income, I've hesitated to describe myself as a screenwriter, but I also rail against friends of mine who describe their writing as scribbling, even though they make money from it. It seems utterly disparaging to describe such a magical process like that. Perhaps they think they are being charmingly self-deprecating. I just think they are doing themselves and all screenwriters a disservice. It's easy enough to see television writing as populist and somehow less worthy than other kinds of fiction, but the truth is that it reaches audiences of millions, hooked by the characters and stories we write. So I end, as I started, with story. To quote Tony Jordan, not my favourite screenwriter but a very successful one, I write because I have secrets that no one else knows. Secrets to share and stories to tell. That's what gives me the buzz. And who doesn't love a good story?